All right, everyone, welcome to the much anticipated, much talked about, first ever episode of Poor Sports Podcast. I'm your host, Jake Kelly. I got Jeremy Collins with me in the studio. Joining us on the line is Lee Kuzmich, coming all the way from Windsor. We got a lot to talk about today, but let's talk about what poor sports is. We're going to talk about the headlines. We're going to talk about controversies. We're going to create some. We're going to have some betting specials for you to keep up on. It's going to be interactive. Let us know what you want out of poor sports, and we will get it to you. I'm your host, Jake Kelly. I know a lot about basketball and a lot about everything else, too. All right? Got it? Good. Sending it over to Jeremy Collins next. What's up?
I'm Jeremy Collins. I'm the producer of the show, and I'm the one. I'm the mastermind behind this all. I'd like to think so. I'm a big hockey guy, a big numbers guy, and I love betting. That's the thing that the three of us love the most, and that's what we're going to hope to make you lots of money in our last segment, so you're going to have to stay tuned for that. And Lee, my brother, what's up?
Hey, guys. How's it going? Lee, coming all the way from Windsor. I love sports. It's all it comes down to. There's not a sport I don't love. I love them all passionately, and I love sports betting. So this is going to be a good pod for that.
All right, so we're going to roll right into our first segment here. Let's talk about the Raptors last night, boys. Won three quarters. They just lost the third one, and they lost it bad. What the hell went on there?
They never showed up.
They never showed up in that third quarter, man. And like
the fans weren't in the stands, and neither were the Raptors.
It didn't seem like it. You know what? And the Warriors, they just came out in that third quarter, and they just kind of, it seemed like they woke up and went, we are the Warriors. Like, don't forget about who we are, and we only need to win one quarter. And that's all they did, right? And they just could never get it back.
An 18-0
run. 18-0
run
is going to kill anyone at any time, right? And so you can't do that in the finals and expect to win. You can't go on 18-0, you know, have 18-0 runs against you.
The Raptors had to play a perfect game during the finals against one of the biggest dynasties in the NBA.
Yeah.
And they had it in their claws.
Yeah, they did.
And they had Klay out for the last seven minutes of the fourth quarter.
Durant out. And if, like, that's a crushing blow. You have, like, I hope that they can come back and take two on the, to at least split on the road. I'm not confident. Like,
the series doesn't start till someone loses a game at home. And boy, it has started.
They didn't. All right.
Just looking from a stat range of this game, if you look at some of these stats, and you look at the Raptors' loss this game when you had Steph Curry play 41 minutes, had 23 points, and shot 3-for-10 from the three-point line. You got to win these games. These games got to be won if you're the Raptors here.
100%. 100% you do. All right, let's move on real quick. We got some rapid fire here. So, Brews and Bluins. What did I say?
Brews and Bluins?
Yeah. 2-1. 2-1 at the time of us taping this. So, Boston chased Bennington last night, like, and really, like, and this is me coming from, like, I'm a bigger basketball guy, but Canada doesn't really seem to care about this final, in my opinion. I'm not a huge hockey guy, but Toronto Raptors are the talk of the country right now, and it seems like, for once, hockey is kind of taking a back seat, right? What do we think about that?
Go ahead, Jeremy.
I think that Toronto is just mainstream. The NBA Finals are a big thing. I bet you where the players are from in the finals, the Canadian players, they're still, like, buying in. We talked last night a little bit before the podcast happened, and we said if Jumbo Joe had made the finals, then he would have all of Canada behind them, and then that might have been a little bit more 50-50, because that would have been a good storyline. But right now, the only storyline we have to go off of is everybody hating on the Bruins, or loving the Bruins, because they either put out the Leafs, and you're super sad about that, or super happy about that if you're anywhere else but Toronto.
For sure.
Now, I have some stats for you guys. I'm going to hit you with some stats. So the Raptors hit 6.8 million people for Game 6 against the Bucks in retaliation of while that was going on in the Eastern Conference semifinals. There was a matinee game between the Blues and the Stars. Had only 331,000 viewers from Canada. That's it for a game. And during this Bucks series, the Boston Carolina series has only pulled in 1.1 million, and the St. Louis San Jose has pulled in 1.3 million, which in comparison to 6.8 just for one game, that's pretty brutal. And another big comparison of how important it is for a Canadian team to be there, last year when the Jets were playing, who were they playing last year in the
Conference semis or in the conference finals? Yeah,
they were in the conference
Vegas.
Finals last
Vegas,
year.
yeah.
Yeah, they were playing Vegas. I was averaging 2.5. And the year before that, when Ottawa made that historic run behind Anderson and they lost in double overtime to Pittsburgh, that was drawing in an average of 2.7. So numbers are brutal across Canada.
Do we know what the Leafs were drawing in the first round?
I do not have that on my notes.
Okay, well, we'll get to that later on in another segment. Yeah, it's pretty obvious that the Raptors have engulfed the entire country.
100%. 100%. And you got to think about it, too. And these are numbers without do they count streaming like illegally streaming on like Reddit and things like that?
No, definitely not, right?
And a lot of people, that's how they watch the games.
Our generation,
like our generation for sure, and our generation is heavy on basketball, right? Even if you toss in another million people watching through, you know, like Reddit streams, that's crazy. And you got to think that the demographics watching hockey probably are watching on cable. Right, they're watching on the old school way, right? So,
yep.
Interesting to think about. Anyways, let's move on here quick. Champions League. Liverpool, champions of Europe. Finally, it's come back to England. It's six coming home. It finally came home. Not the World Cup, but
sixth time in history for Liverpool.
Sixth time. Wow.
Yeah.
Pretty sloppy game.
Yeah. Big time.
And Tottenham just kept going down in all rounds of Champions League. They got behind the ball early and almost, was it 9 games?
Yeah.
Something like that. It was nuts.
They went behind in 9 games and they still made it to the final. Yeah. You play with fire that long, you're going to get burnt eventually, right? And that's, what do you do, right?
And that's debatably the best squad they played all of Champions League right there. And you can't afford to give up penalty 22 seconds into a game.
Crushing blow.
Have the second fastest goal in Champions League history be scored on you with a minute and 48 seconds in.
Jeez.
And be able to recover that. You're not even in the game. I bet you half players haven't even touched the ball yet before it's already in.
I bet you're right, yeah.
So with this being the first episode of Poor Sports, we kind of have had some hype posts on our Instagram page, poor_sports. Give it a follow. And we all made predictions, and now, I might be a little bit biased here, but I kind of want to revise a couple of mine.
Oh, here we go.
Now, you guys both correctly predicted Liverpool. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Soccer's my soft spot. Like, I'm not going to get it much things right. In the betting segment, you listen to Lee, maybe even listen to Jake, as crazy as that may sound. Do not listen to me when I say anything about soccer.
Anything really to do with betting, let's be honest.
Oh. I also had Golden State in 4. Now, yikes. I'm not gonna change that too much.
It could easily be Golden State in 5. Yes. It hurts my heart to say it. It could easily be Golden State in 5. It could.
Hey, I predicted Golden State in 5 if DeMarcus Cousins played.
I don't like ifs.
Yeah.
But it was a big game changer. I said that was going to be a game changer if he played, and it wasn't probable. I guess he was probable when it first came out that he played, but I thought he was going to be a game changer. Mind you, he hasn't been.
The graphic has a Raptor logo beside your name. That's all that I'm going off of. I know there's the asterisks.
The graphic says it, man. The graphic says
it. Just remember, if I'm wrong, then there'll always be an asterisk beside that. Just always remember that one.
So definitely go check out those posts that we are putting up. They're interactive. And those posts, just so everyone knows, those posts drive what we talk about, right? So if you want something, you got it. The beautiful thing about Poor Sports is that we're a small grassroots thing right now. You ever listen to sports talk radio on the, American radio, and you think, God, these guys are idiots?
Okay, we're just going to pause 1 second. Jake, stop hitting things.
Sorry. You ever listen to sports talk radio and you think, I want to contribute to this discussion, but, there's no way I'm going to wait on hold for, 45 minutes or, your voice is never felt. Go to those posts, interact with them, because that drives what we talk about. Give us your hot takes and we'll talk about it. So definitely, definitely give that a follow, and you'll see, you'll reap the rewards.
Or call us out on our hot takes, because we have a whole bunch of hot takes here. Too many for our own good, and probably, I'm thinking. Jake, I know, he definitely knows the least of us three, but he's the loudest, and he's going to make you think he's the most confident.
Definitely. Real quick, let's wrap up on Anthony Joshua just getting his butt kicked by, a guy who looks like your dad's, I don't even know what he looks like. What does he look like?
He looks like a guy that when you, like, go outside and you see a guy, like, walking, and you're like, what's he doing walking? That looks like the guy who actually just knocked out
He looks like a guy that just is constantly walking in and out of Burger King. Like, like, and I love the posts on social media saying, like, what is the point of even going to the gym? You can look like Anthony Joshua or you can look like Ruiz and have better results. Like, it's hysterical. I don't get me wrong. I don't follow boxing big time, but just the pure optics of it are hysterical. If you've never seen this guy, look him up. Andy Ruiz Jr. Yeah, he looks like, yeah, he looks like the guy who's always, like, drinking Coors Light on, like, his front porch at like noon on like a Wednesday.
Plus 1100 dog.
He was a plus 1100 dog. Wow.
We have our first guest on the pod. You want to know who he is?
Who?
I'm bringing him in right now.
Do it.
First of all, let's call this what it is. Anthony Joshua lied to us. Let's just call it what it is. He wasn't ready for this fight. This guy, before the start of the fight, had his arms up on the rope with his mouthpiece hanging out his mouth, for crying out loud. He looked gassed by the time the second round arrived. He looked completely disinterested, and obviously he wasn't incentivized to do anything else once he dropped Ruiz, and then Ruiz got up and dropped him not once but twice in the same round, which was the third round. He ended up getting knocked down four times by Butterbean. Let's call it what it is. a poor version of Butterbean. I mean, you talk. Teddy Atlas had the line of the decade when he sat up there and said, you talk about a fight that took physical fitness back a century. That's how bad this was, okay?
Okay, that's enough out of you, Steven. We get it. Yes, a big fat guy knocked out Anthony Joshua, who is possibly our generation's Mike Tyson. If you haven't watched the Netflix documentary, definitely go do that. Very interesting and worth the watch, even if you're not a boxing fan. So, Stephen A. Smith making history right here on the Poor Sports Podcast. We're going to be bringing in guests all the time. They might not be live in studio, and they might not know their guests, but they're going to appear on the show.
Absolutely.
Do we need to touch on anything else, boys, before we take our first break?
I think that's pretty good for me. What do you think, Lee?
I'm good with that.
All right, coming up next segment, we are going to talk all Raptors Warriors. Boom.
Right here on Poor Sports.
All right, let's get into it. Raptors, Warriors. Let me go off for a second. The Raptors had the golden opportunity, like we said, and they squandered it. Last night, it was pathetic. How can you lose a game like that? You have everything going your way, trending your way. What, you hold Steph Curry to like 23 points? And you can't win that game. That game, theoretically, in my opinion, that game is the game that lost Toronto the finals. And I would not be shocked if they lose three straight now. Golden State's got their taste. They got their mojo back. They played two games after that layoff. I don't want to say it. I hope I'm wrong. But, man, if you can't win that game, that's just crushing. That is absolutely crushing. I think they will be hard-pressed, the Raptors will be, to take a game on the road. But what do you got to think?
That game last night, I thought, was one of the biggest and maybe really only must-win game twos in NBA final, I felt like, ever. I felt like the Raptors had to win that game last night, in my mind, just to go up 2-0. Because you're going to go in, you're going to go into Golden State, tough place to play. Like, they know what you're going to have Kevin Durant back. That's going to be pretty much a for sure. Do they bring him back now, or do they not rush him now that they're...
I don't think it's Golden State's choice. I think it's all on Durant.
On Durant, yeah.
If he wants to come back, he'll come back. Or maybe he'll just look at them and... If they're up, he's going to come back when the team's at three wins.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. I wouldn't even be surprised if he just doesn't play, man. Like, he's kind of in a no-win situation right now.
So you're saying if Golden State wins these next two games, so that would be both in Golden State, you go to Toronto, and Kevin Durant is going to have an asterisk beside his title count if he doesn't play a game in the finals for Golden State.
He's going to have a title. He's going to have an asterisk next to his title count no matter what. No matter what, man. No one values Kevin Durant's championships. No one values him except for people in the Bay Area. No one thinks that, oh, yeah, Kevin Durant really worked for those titles.
Back-to-back MVPs, playoff finals MVPs.
They needed a team of all NBA players to beat a 35-year-old or whatever, however old he is, LeBron James. It's just unbelievable, man. No, I'm not – don't give me – I could easily talk about LeBron all day
yeah,
long.
Yeah, we're not ESPN. This isn't American Sports Radio. This isn't LeBron James' house.
No, I just feel like I'm just talking. I feel like we're just talking about it. Like, all people are talking about it. Even, like, it's the Raptors, Golden State. Why is even LeBron even being talked?
You're doing the Raptors a disservice.
Because whenever you're in the finals for 8 straight years, yeah, you're going to get talked about when you're not there. I don't blame people for, like this is... For the first time in my adult life, LeBron isn't there. It's kind of a thing.
Let's just ignore Jake right now, and let's actually give Canada's team some shout. Because they won 3 quarters last night against Golden State, the Golden State heavyweight, as Jake Kelly was putting it last night.
Yeah.
Quinn Cook.
He, you know what? He stepped up for Klay Thompson. Like, they...
In the fourth quarter?
That's what they needed, right? And with Lowry fouling out, what, 7 minutes left or something like that? Like, that's just... That's a killer, and like you need Lowry. How many points did he have?
13.
13. Like, how many did Quinn Cook have?
Probably
two.
Quinn Cook.
He had 9.
Right.
3 for 5 from the 3-point line.
Yeah. All those threes were in the fourth quarter. I'm pretty sure as well.
Yeah, big threes. Big threes to hit too.
Did you see a celebration after the one too? That might be the biggest celebration.
When Curry ran on the court. That was garbage.
Was Curry on the court? I thought he was on the sidelines.
No, he ran and did the chest bump.
That's got to be a T. Like that should be a technical foul. Like not to be all technical, pun intended, but like that should be a technical. Like
everyone's getting on Drake for his shenanigans on the sidelines, yeah. But when you have a player who's on the bench who's actually a part of the team and he's jumping off the bench during live play to celebrate.
He's getting ready to sub in though. I think.
I don't know. And I know the state you were in, so I'm not taking your word for it here.
The thing that's glaring here with this Raptors game last night, and there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. One, only 3 players play from the bench. 2, the Raptors shot, can anybody guess without looking? What do you think your Raptors shot from 3-point range last night as a team?
They were building a house last night. 7 for 30? I'm going to say under 30. I'm going to that's whatever. I'm going to say 24%.
They shot 28% from the 3-point line last night with some glaring guys. Fred VanVleet, 2 for 8. Kawhi Leonard, 2 for 9.
How many did they hit and how many did they take?
They hit 11. They shot 38.
Yeah.
That's not good enough.
You're not going to win. You're not going to win.
And you only needed 2 more.
You needed to, yeah. If you can, yeah.
One more to send it to overtime, right?
I'd be interested to see how many open looks they were, right? Like I saw a stat that in game one they had like 11 wide open threes, like what they classify as wide open.
Yeah.
Right. So I don't know. I'll have to take a look, but yeah, you got to hit shot. Obviously, you have to hit shots, but you got to hit better than 28% of threes.
Okay, so in the next two games. Who plays more minutes, OG Anunoby, who's now been cleared to play, or Kevin Durant?
OG Anunoby. I'm telling you, Kevin Durant's not playing. I don't think – I was listening to Jeff Van Gundy, and he doesn't think he's coming back. He said it's a 6-week injury, and he's been out 4. He doesn't think he's coming back.
Lee?
I agree.
No. There's a pride thing here. Kevin Durant's going to try and get on the floor for some minutes.
Okay, but think about it this way. He's in a no-win situation, right? If he doesn't play at all – And they win, everyone just goes, yeah, see, he's a luxury. They didn't need Kevin Durant. They just needed Kevin Durant to not be on the Golden State, not be on any other team, I should say, right? They don't need him on Golden State. That's what they say if he doesn't play. If he does play, it just seems like they, you know, like...
God mode?
Yeah, like he just like wants to like...
So what if he plays and they lose? Or what if he doesn't play? What if he doesn't play and they lose? Sorry.
Then that's a win for Kevin Durant.
Yeah, you said he's in a no-win situation.
If he plays. Sorry, if he plays, right? And so if he does play and they lose, yeah.
I think we'll know if Kevin Durant is going to be back with the Warriors, whether or not he plays in the series.
He's gone. No, there's no way he's gone. He's not coming back, man.
Okay,
he's pretty much bought property in New York.
Yeah.
He's going to take over that team. It's going to be and he's going to go answer the question the critics want. Can he win on him by himself? The answer is no. No way he does.
No. That's a good segue. That's a good tease. Someone else just recently bought property, and he could be a free agent coming up really soon. But I'll let Jake touch real quick on the Kevin Durant buying property elsewhere.
Yeah, I agree with what you said, Lee. Like, and Kevin Durant has never not played with an MVP caliber player, right? He always had Westbrook. And then he went to the 73-9 Warriors. So, like, no, it'll be interesting to see if he can win by himself. I don't think, you know, maybe they win 50 games, but
who else? They got tons of money. Who else do they go after? They can go after a Kyrie. They can go after who else is a free agent?
Kyrie and Durant won't play together. I don't think that's a thing.
I don't think Kyrie left LeBron because he wanted to be his own person.
But I think he's regretting that now.
As he should. But, yeah. I don't know. I think, I don't think Kawhi goes there.
RJ Barrett and Kevin Durant can lead the Knicks to a title? No way.
Well, it takes more than two people, right?
I guess, and to be fair, the Knicks do have some pieces. They have picked up some pieces, but I don't know if they're ready to go in the East, that's for sure.
No.
Okay, so we've talked pretty solemnly about the Toronto Raptors here. There is a big piece of news that came out today, reported on TSN 1050's First Up. Michael Landsberg reported that Kawhi Leonard has bought... We just talked about Kevin Durant for goddamn 5 minutes. And so Kawhi Leonard has bought property in Toronto pretty recently. And I think that's huge. I was talking with Jake just before the pod dropped that he's going to sign the LeBron James contract that he was signing in Cleveland.
That's what I think
too. The 1+1 at like huge money. And then he's going to jump off ship or at the proper time. And I won't hate him for that.
No, I don't think so either. I think that's the move really that makes the most sense for him, right? Yeah, you get the 1 year max, the 1 year player option, right? So if you do fall down and like, you know, God forbid, knock on wood, like tear your knee or your Achilles or what have you, like you have that player option to fall back on, right? And I think that's the wise move for him to do. Obviously, we're biased because we want him to stay in Toronto. But
it's everyone's saying, oh, grew up in L.A., so he's going to go to L.A. You can still live in L.A. You have to be in Toronto 41 times a year.
Wow.
He wouldn't go to the Lakers either.
Like 6 months a year.
He'd go to the Clippers.
But like,
he'd go to the Clippers if he went in Los Angeles. He's not going to play for LeBron. He can't handle a LeBron team.
I don't think you're wrong. But if I'm Kawhi, I'm thinking why necessarily do I want to go to the Lakers? Like,
yeah, well, I think it's the Clippers.
Well, the Lakers will definitely. If he wants to go to the Lakers, they'll take him.
Yeah,
they'll figure it out, right? But
he doesn't care about the money. He's a guy that I don't think cares about the money. He's gonna go where he wants to be, kind of thing.
I think he cares a pretty good amount about the money. But we have everything. We can give them money. We can give them a winner, and we can. Like I one of the best arguments I've heard like that should be pitched to Kawhi, whatever team wants him, go to him and say, here's your max contract, because everyone's offering him a max contract, and say,
that's what I mean when he says he doesn't care about the money. He's gonna get it no matter where he goes.
Okay. And then say, you never have to do media again. We will pay every fine that you get.
Yeah, I mean
that's his personal hell, is when he hears the words media day.
Yeah.
And, like, he's not awful at it. He's kind of, like, quirky. He's, like, to bring it back to, like, a GTA-centered thing.
Sure.
He's Phil Kessel.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah.
He's just blunt, to the point, knows the game well, but isn't going to give you a...
He hated whenever they were like, tell us what, you know, that viral clip. I'm a fun guy. Like, he's just because you're, like, not in your face, like PK Subban or, like, you know... Who else?
LeBron James.
Well, but not even like, because PK wants to be like the center of attention constantly, right? Like, he, you know, as soon as he's out, he's on TSN, like doing games and stuff. That's the last thing that, like, that's the antithesis of Kawhi Leonard, right? And so, like, yeah, I think that's a power move. I think the NBA would have an absolute conniption. You got arguably a top three player who doesn't talk to the media. That doesn't look good. That's not how you grow the game.
No.
Right? You want sound bites. You want people talking about you.
I don't
know.
I think it would still grow the game in Canada if he were to sign.
Because they would win.
Yeah, they would win.
Yeah.
Winning fixes everything.
Absolutely.
Agree.
Yeah. So what do we think? So predictions here. What are we thinking for Wednesday? Do we think the Raptors come out and lay an egg again, or do we think that they? What do we think, Lee? What do you think?
I think the Raptors make this one close, and if the Raptors make this one close and lose, they're going to lose Game 4. They're going to get blown out in Game 4. I think they're going to put all this effort into Game 3, come in hot, and try to take a game here early, because I think if they lose this first game, they're definitely going to lose the second one. So I think that if they're going to take a game on the road, it's got to be this game right here.
Jake?
You know what? I don't hate anything that you just said, but I think it might be kind of what we saw with the Bucks, with them going to I think that they might get blown out in Game 3 and then come in Game 4, backs against the wall. Like, that's a huge must-win game.
Yeah.
Right? So that I could be completely wrong, but like that's what I don't know what the spread is. I think the Raptors are getting 6 points. I would take Golden State to cover. Golden State to cover 6. I would. I think I.
They didn't win by 6 last game.
Yeah, but they should have. They forgot how to play basketball for.
right near the end of the game there.
Yeah.
You're saying they should have won by more when they went on an 18-0 run at some point. That's ridiculous.
I'm saying, yeah. Well, I was just saying that game's over. You're up 10 points with like 4 minutes left, and they completely forgot. They didn't score again.
Or they didn't forget how to play. They were missing Klay Thompson, Kevin Durant, and it was just Steph Curry and
Cook.
Yeah, it was Steph Curry and Quinn Cook and Andre Iguodala, who was 0-for-11 from 3 prior to that dagger he put into the Raptors' heart.
Yeah,
that could be the biggest dagger in Toronto history. I'm going to throw that out there.
No, like, not yet. No way.
Like, I think Vince Carter's lack thereof.
Let's say this series ends right now.
But they weren't winning at the time, though.
Yeah, they had
a chance
back.
To come down Everybody, and tie.
They were on their way back. Everybody was starting to get into it. And Andre Iguodala hits that shot. Are you kidding me?
The wide open three that he didn't even have to shoot. He could have just thrown the ball as far up in the stadium and just let time run out.
Yeah. That was like such a no-pressure shot.
I don't know.
Well, I do, and thanks, Lee. No. Well, I think I do, Lee. And that's a wrap on the Raptors talk. And coming up in the next segment, we're going to touch on Champions League, Jays talk, and the Stanley Cup final. So stay tuned to Poor Sports. That last segment was brought to you by Smooth Comedy, Hamilton's premier comedy show, held the last Thursday of every month at the Staircase Theater in Hamilton.
Smooth Comedy, Poor Sports, match made in heaven. You know what else is another match made in heaven? An all-England Champions League final. The trophy was coming home either way. Liverpool took it. Lee, this is definitely your strong suit. What did you think? Break down the match for me, baby.
I thought Tottenham going down a minute 48. I thought already sealed the game. I could have definitely called game right after that. And it just looked like right after that, Tottenham didn't even show up for like the first half at least. And then I thought the game was all on the line in the 70th minute when we had, Heung-min Son in the 70th minute. He took that shot from distance.
Yeah, that rocket.
Yeah, forced Allison into the save. The ball went out to Rose. Rose got into Lucas Moura. Lucas Moura is unmarked. In the like probably eight yards out, you'd say, like safe. And he puts a little pee roller right into Allison's hands. And for the hero of Tottenham, he won that game against Ajax, right? Like he wins that game because he scores in the 91st or whatever it was, 94. So you just put that there, I thought was the exclamation point there. And then you can't knock the finish by Origi in the 87th minute to win it.
So keep going, Lee.
I was just gonna say just being there, or just like just seeing the fans be there and just the atmosphere. It was at Atletico Madrid's new stadium, which is almost brand new, and the place was just packed, straight white, straight red,
for
the
awesome.
Two colors. Like it was unbelievable. And I just know I have no Champions League experience watching them. I know you do, Jake. So break it down, like how different Champions League is, even from just seeing another match.
Yeah, absolutely, man. So I was lucky enough to go to a game in Portugal, and I saw Benfica play Bayern Munich, and it's just the crowd is just unbelievable, and it's something that we don't really experience in American sports because it's playoffs, but they're in the middle of their regular season, and they have this gigantic game to move into the semifinals of the Champions League, right? So it's almost like a vacation from the regular season, right? But just the environment is insane. You can't replicate it, and you can't really describe it, to be honest. It's unbelievable.
Okay, so I'm going to ask Jake something real quick on that whole the atmosphere question. What's the biggest North American game you've ever been to?
I don't know. I don't think I've ever been to a playoff sport.
Because you said it can't be replicated, and of course we're in the greater Toronto and Hamilton area, sure. So I'm going to make things about the Leafs. I was at Game 7 in Boston last year.
In Boston,
second last row in the arena, and that sent shivers down my spine.
Yeah, no doubt.
Goal back and forth, because it was Leafs were pretty healthy in attendance there. So that, I'm not trying to compare.
Sure.
I'm making a comparison, but I just don't think it's as far away.
Okay.
And I would like to know what our listeners, what the biggest event they've been to in their sporting history. It could be just your high school championship game. It could be a Stanley Cup final game. It could be if we're a little bit older than Jake and I.
You could have gone to see your sister's house league championship game.
Exactly. We want to hear it all at poor underscore sports on Instagram. But to go quickly back to the Champions League, we're just going to touch on this a little bit more. As somebody who doesn't quite follow soccer as much as I should.
That will change.
I hope so. Klopp, the manager. Is he Bill Belichick level of manager or?
No.
Not quite that level.
I gotta think if you're gonna talk Bill Belichick level, I'm gonna throw it to Pep. I think Pep with Man City, I think he's the guy. I think Klopp's right behind. So what would be the guy who's right behind Belichick? What do you guys think?
In the NFL, who's behind Belichick?
Peyton.
Yeah.
Sean Payton.
Sean Payton. We talk former, what was the Steelers head coach? Bill Cowher. He was pretty good.
Yeah. There's also, who was the Packers guy when they won 4?
Vince Lombardi?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The guy who the trophy's named after. Oh. We're not claiming to be experts. We're just claiming to be smarter than you.
Yeah, 100%.
So Klopp isn't quite Bill Belichick level, because of course he's the winning manager, and he was hilarious on Twitter when he said at half an hour after the game, he said best feeling in the world because he's already half pissed.
Yeah, half drunk. It's awesome. Oh, I couldn't imagine.
Just a different imagine Bill Belichick going 30 minutes after the Super Bowl tweeting out
that. Yeah, that'd be pretty funny.
TB12 vodka.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Is there anything else that you want to say on the soccer thing? Because obviously me and Jake are useless right now.
Yeah. No. Let's English dominance. Let's hopefully keep that one up. Nobody complains of that. I guess unless you support a Real Madrid or Barcelona, that type of thing, but I feel the majority of fans I talk to and stuff like that, they all have their English team kind of thing.
Yeah, especially I think a lot of people in Canada, right? They have, yeah, for sure. Yeah. That's so true. I'm an Arsenal fan for some reason.
Van Persie.
It was Thierry Henry is what got me there.
Fair. That team was the Invincibles, the 0304 Invincibles.
Okay, so at the time of this podcast, it's 2-1 right now in the Stanley Cup Final in favor of the St. Louis Blues. And just between last segments, Lee broke some news for us because we are not watching the game in studio, and Lee is watching the game all the way in Windsor. He says Char went down. Is anything else came of that yet?
I don't know if he's come back to the bench yet. I'm looking for it. We're going to the whistle here, and I got to think we're going to TV break. I got to think they're going to show him after that. But yeah, the deflected shot off the stick that got Chara up in the face. And yeah, he was leaking.
Is it anything that could give him a concussion?
No.
Then he'll be back. He'll be back, man.
Well, he's already missed time in the playoffs. I know they were up on Carolina huge when he sat out the deciding game.
For what?
Rest. Load management.
Well, he's 40.
Yeah. He's 6'9", and he's 40 playing in the hardest playoffs in pro sports. Like, I get it. I'm just saying, like, this could be bigger than expected. And obviously, by the time the podcast launch is, we'll know more about this. So we're not going to keep going on this. The St. Louis Blues, they need to win this game.
They have to.
And because at the time when you're listening to the podcast, either the Bruins are up 3-1 or it's a 2-2. And if the Bruins go up 3-1,
the series is over.
The series is over. Nobody is watching the game deciding thing.
No. No one in Canada. Maybe in Boston and St. Louis, but that's about it, right?
Like, if you're a fan of one of St. Louis and Boston, that's the time that you're listening to, and you're a Boston Bruins fan, and it's 3-1 Bruins, congratulations. And if you're a Blues fan, hey, best luck next year, because there is no way, no way, that this series goes back to 7 if the Bruins win this game.
Yeah, okay. I had Boston winning in 7, so that means they have to lose game 4.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess it's fair. I guess I'm the only guy who took the Blues train here, because I watch a lot of Western Conference hockey, so I just took the Blues, so...
Did you say you do watch a lot of Western Conference hockey?
My favorite team is the Predators. Of course I watch Western Conference hockey. And the Blues are in the Central Division. They just, after January, when they started figuring out hockey, they started murdering the Predators. Game in, game out. It was unbelievable.
Can you cheer for the stupidest teams?
Yeah, I was just about to say that. I wanted...
Like, what? We got to talk about this for a second. Like,
a little intro into Lee's life, where he's a Tampa Bay Rays fan. Is that correct?
Yeah, second best in the AL. Not a big deal. Whatever, though.
They will not make the playoffs. I will bet you right now the Rays aren't making the playoffs.
They have dozens of fans cheering them on.
Dozens.
You don't think the Rays make the playoffs? You want to make a bet right here on this podcast that they do?
I'll bet you €20.
€20, sure. The Rays are going to, because the playoffs count the wild card game. It's part of the postseason. The Rays will be in the
wild card game. You just said
they'll be in the wild. And either they're going to be playing in front of a packed Tropicana Field when it's at its packed capacity. It's going to be great atmosphere there.
Okay, and then you've already let people know that you're a Nashville Predators fan.
Yep.
So. You are older than the franchise. That's great.
Yeah, that is true.
And you're a Tampa Bay Bucks fan.
Yeah. Incoming 8-8 season, bet it. If there's a 6.5 over bet, take it all day long. Will be 8-8 or better.
And for basketball, do you have a favorite team?
Any team that LeBron James isn't on.
The complete opposite of Jake Kelly.
Yeah.
You know what, Lee? You may as well just hold a big sign above your head that says, I know nothing about basketball, if you're going to make a claim like that.
I don't like winning.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah. We're not going to dwell on this too much because we don't have literally enough time for me to just go off on this guy.
So we're going to put up an Instagram poll because there's got to be backstories behind each team that Lee's a fan of. Lee's going to tell us one backstory for the next 4 weeks.
Yeah.
And the fans are going to vote week to week which story they want to hear on. So we'll put up Bucks, not LeBron James team, Rays, and the Preds.
Going from a few teams that nobody's watching to a whole league nobody's watching, let's talk about the
MLB attendance woes.
Yeah, they can't get people into the stands. Like, what are the Jays averaging?
Not enough. So today...
Granted, they suck.
Today, on the day we are recording this podcast, so one day prior to its drop... It's the 30th anniversary of the first game at SkyDome.
Oh, okay.
And I think with how garbage the team is, they should have torn it down, because the SkyDome or Rogers Center, whatever you want to call it, it's a steaming pile of...
Horse
manure. Thank you, Lee. I couldn't think of any better words.
In what sense?
It's unattractive. It's ugly. It's just not... It's not... It doesn't feel like a ballpark.
Yeah, Toronto could have a way sicker ballpark. Do something on the water or something like that.
Well, there's just not that much space, but like you can make something look a lot more beautiful and like a lot like get the grass in there and everything. Tear down the stadium, build it right there. The Jays can go play hell in Buffalo for I care. They can kick the Bisons out and play an hour and a half outside of Toronto. And you're still going to be able to get the 5,000, 6,000, 7,000 fans for the 2 years it's going to take to build the stadium. But that's fine. Then you come open a brand new stadium. Vlad's hitting his peak, and you have a whole bunch of prospects, hopefully through the pipeline, that are killing it, and say, welcome to our new stadium. We're going to make the playoffs.
Yeah, that's fair.
That's a good point. I think it's a far-fetched dream. I think we'd be lucky, but I feel like they're probably still making money.
Do the Jays hold a record for the most famous Blood players ever?
Right now, yes.
It's Guerrero and
Biggio and there's a whole bunch of them. Well, in the pipeline.
It's crazy. Just thinking, like, every time I feel like I get a notification saying the Jays call up a prospect, it's just someone famous.
Someone's kid.
Yeah, someone's like, his dad's super famous, and it's like, here he is, here's the highlights of both of them. They have the same swing or the same.
Yeah.
Well, when they got killed by the Padres last week, it was the first time ever, I believe, that somebody who has worked for an MLB team in a non-playing profession played against them in the MLB. The pitcher that pitched for San Diego was an analytics intern when he was in college, and then he made it to the show for the Padres and then pitched against the Jays.
That's pretty wild.
So when those anti-analytic people come out and say, have you actually played the game? He can say, yes, I have played the game.
Yeah.
Here's my thing on the whole
attendance.
Yeah, the attendance is like, I think it's dwindling. I think it's dwindling, and the MLB is struggling to find a way where they can get the crowds, like the younger crowds, out.
Well, it doesn't help whenever your big star, Mike Trout, and like when you look at his demographics, right? Good looking, white, American, like English first language guy. Isn't really like doing much for your sport, right? He's playing on a crappy team. Like that could be like your flagship dude, and
the crappy team. They play at 10 o'clock every night.
Yeah, he's a West Coast guy. It's and he should be like the star of the league, the face of the league. Get him to New York.
Yeah, I agree. He's gonna stay there forever though, because they're gonna toss him the money, and he's gonna say loyalty, that type of thing. He's that type of guy.
Yep.
So we like to give shout outs here on the pod to loyal supporters, and I know this is our first ever one, but we've had some people throw some hot takes at us, and Jake had one from podcast listener Parker McIntyre that he has to say, and I want to show not show. I want to ask our listeners, our Instagram followers, whoever, if they believe that Parker's right. Jake, what was the question?
Is Major League Baseball really a top four sport?
Try that again.
Is Major League Baseball really a top four sport in American sports, or has soccer surpassed it, or even... Yeah, I don't know. What do you think?
We'll post that on the Instagram at @poor_sports, and you let us know whether you think MLB is dwindling/dying. It won't die ever, but will soccer surpass it in, say, the next 5 years?
I think so, yeah. If it hasn't already.
And we're talking specifically in North America.
Yes.
100%. So that's it for this segment. We're going to continue on. We got one more segment. This is going to be a little bit more gimmicky here, and you're going to love what's coming up. We're going to hopefully make you a few bucks and have some fun coming up next on Poor Sports.
Poor Sports.
Here comes the money.
Here we go.
Money talk.
Here comes the money. Money.
All right, and welcome back. The time that you've all been waiting for, the betting segment. Let's win some dollars. As you can already tell from our earlier bet that Lee and I made, we love to gamble. I'm talking on Bet365 or what have you, with our friends. All that stuff, man. I love it. I love shaking hands. I love making deals. So I'm going to hand it off to Lee, who's got his first hot take. All right. Lee, go for it, buddy.
I don't even think this is going to be a hot take. I think this is a no-brainer. I'm betting RBC, Canadian Open, and everybody's going to be here we go with the golf. But this one's a no-brainer. Brooks Koepka. People know him. He wins majors.
Yeah.
That's pretty much all he does. He wins majors.
What are the odds?
He's going to – listen. He's decided this week he's going to come to Canada. He's going to play. Everybody's worried. Well, I bet him he doesn't win majors. Well, he goes on Twitter. He goes, this is a Canadian major. At that point, at 750, right? 7.50. So I'm going to bet 10 units for Brooks Koepka at 750 odds to win the RBC Canadian Open. I think he might win it by 20 strokes.
20 strokes? Come on.
He might shoot at the Hamilton Golf and Country Club this week in Hamilton. Shout out. He might shoot, honestly, he might win this tournament at minus 30. He might win it at minus 32. Last time he was there was a stupid high number that won it. And he's going to dominate this course, and he's going to win it. And if you want to win money, bet it.
Jake, do you have a pick here? I just handed Jake the list of combatants at the RBC Canadian Golf Open.
Rory, that's... You got to go with Rory. I love Rory.
You want to lose money, bet Rory McIlroy at the Canadian Open. His first Canadian Open that he's going to be playing in.
Yeah, he's going to come show out.
I'm going with the guy who has the connection to a Gretzky. DJ!
But take the favor. I love it.
Big Dustin Johnson.
Yeah, don't listen to Jake and I. We're not putting our money where our mouth is.
Brooke Koepka, hammer it.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
That's fair. Jake, are you up next or am I up next?
I'll go next. So I'm looking at NFL MVP futures here. Patrick Mahomes is the favorite at plus 400. But I'm going to go a little bit off the board, not too much. I'm going to say that your 2019-2020 NFL MVP will be Andrew Luck of the Indianapolis Colts. He's at plus 800.
How many units are you putting down?
I'll put down 10. 10 units plus 800. I think that's a pretty good deal. He's going to be healthy, hopefully. He had a big year last year coming back. He was really starting to heat up after his injury. They got a good enough team around him. I think that could be the year, and it's a good football market. You know, it's not like he's being hidden in like Tampa Bay or something, right? He's got a good market, so a good media exposure. I'm saying Andrew Luck.
I like that. I really like that.
The
odds are there.
I almost want to go do it myself now.
Yep. Well, you can. That's the magic of betting on your choice of betting website. And last but not least, I'm going bread here. We got Steph Curry winning the NBA Finals MVP at minus 150, and I'll put down 15 units to win the 10. I think that's very...
Sure.
If Golden State wins, it doesn't matter who does what. Curry's getting it because he hasn't got it yet.
Yeah.
That's what the writers will want. 100%. It's the storyline. It's a lock. I've never been more sure of anything in my life.
Steph Curry winning MVP, that's... Because I hate saying this, but I think Golden State wins the series. And I think, I agree with everything you're saying.
We will post all those betting, I'm going to call them tips.
Sure.
On our Instagram page at @poor_sports. And we will be doing this segment every week. And we are going to keep a tally to see which of the three of us is doing the best week in and week out. So you know who to listen to.
It's going to be me.
We have one more segment. So this is a little bit of a segment that I like to call Who Are You? Ooh, 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 ooh. And this is something that's going to get everyone involved. Now, I am your game show host for this lovely game. I'm going to give Jake and Lee both a couple hints, maybe 3 to 5 hints each possible game. And then we're going to see if they can get it. Now, I'm not going to tell them if they get it right or wrong on either hint. We're just going to keep going. And if they're really confident, they'll double, triple down. But eventually, we will post it up on the Instagram page and get you involved. And then once we hit a certain amount of followers, to be determined, that we will start giving out prizes for people who correctly guess Who Am I. Gentlemen, are you ready?
I'm ready.
I'm always ready, baby. Born ready.
Okay, so with the Toronto Raptors being in the NBA Finals, and the big talk is who's the best Raptor of all time, and all-time Raptor teams, and whether that's somebody who's just on the team for a long time, somebody who had a really good season with the Raptors, somebody who was drafted really high by Toronto Raptors, or somebody who was a part of the team very early on in the Raptors franchise. So obviously I'm talking about, I am a Toronto Raptor.
Doug Christie.
Quinn Acey.
Okay, hint number two. I played for the Raptors for 7 seasons.
Jose Calderon.
JV.
Good guess.
Next hint. I had 2 more stops after the Toronto Raptors before my NBA career ended.
Oh.
Well, there goes my JV.
Yeah. 7 seasons with the team. Joey Graham. How long was Joey Graham with the team? I'll say Joey Graham.
Lee?
Trying to rock my brain here. The fact that Jake, I'll go with, third guess. I'm gonna actually take Jake's second answer. I'm gonna go with Jose Calderon. I don't know how many more teams he went to after the Raptors. It's like a lot, but that's gonna be my guess.
Okay, I'm gonna give you guys. You guys have to work here as a team. Do you want the jersey number they last wore, or the team they last played for?
Team they last played for, I think.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay, they played. They finished their NBA career in Oklahoma City.
Shoot.
I think I have them both stumped.
I'm stumped.
I'm so happy I got Jake on this.
Finished his career in OKC. Man, I have no idea.
I know, I'm trying to
shot in the dark, either of you.
The only Raptor that I can think of that is on OKC is Patrick Patterson, but he's not even retired, and he went right there.
This is kind of a cop-out for me. I'll give you guys one last, well, not even a hint. This is just like building on it.
Sure.
He played 4 games for Oklahoma City.
4 games.
In 2010-2011.
2010-2011. Oh, my God. I have no idea.
Okay, I'll give you guys the team he played for between Toronto and Oklahoma City.
Please.
The New Orleans Hornets.
I can't believe you could almost give us so many hints in the world here, and I don't think we're going to hit that.
I don't think I'm going to get it, no.
Well, I guess we got to finish with a guess. I'm trying to think. I don't even know what to say for a shot in the dark. That's my thing.
Aaron Williams.
Lee, one last guess in the dark, and then I will give you guys one more hint, but that's going to go on the Instagram page, @poor_sports, before it goes to the fans.
I'm now just thinking Oklahoma City, guys. I don't know. I'm stuck between 2 different guys that I want to guess. I know they're, I don't even know if they're both Raptors. Then, what's his face? I'm going to go with Thabo Sefolosha.
Thabo Sefolosha. It's not him.
It's not him. I mean,
okay, well,
so I mean, I'm not supposed to say if you're right or wrong, but
it's not. Whatever. It's not Seth.
Yeah.
Okay, don't guys, that's going to the Instagram page, and I'd like to thank you all for listening to the first episode of Poor Sports. I got Jake here. I got Lee here, and we're gonna come at you next time. We're hoping to drop every podcast on Tuesdays. So we're going to go to SoundCloud right away, get on Spotify, hopefully come to whatever Apple people use for their podcatcher.
Podcatcher, eh?
Podcatcher?
Absolutely.
That's a term.
Absolutely. Let us know what you liked. Let us know what you think we could maybe work on for next time. We're open to any and all feedback is wonderful. Thanks a lot for listening, y'all.